paramedics have been reaching out. They've been saying about the wait times, a cover when people are off on annual leave or sick, which is affecting obviously response times and things like that. Then waiting for to hand off their patients because of lack of bed. Nurses talking about being absolutely, you know, they're doing their very best, but they can't bring anybody through if there's no space to bring them through. And then patients saying that, you know, someone like a girl saying to me, her father was waiting 19 hours. I myself was in A&E last night with my own child. I was speaking to a mother whose daughter was supposed to be getting transferred. Then they couldn't do the transfer to Derry, but there was no bed, and this 8-year-old was lying across two chairs with a blanket over because there was no trolleys. Donegal last year was ranked the 8th worst for overcrowding. 11 out of the 12 months it was reported on the media that Letterkenny was under severe pressure, that there was overcrowding, there was people admitted. And then we had the letter from the GPs last year and the consultants saying that they're on their knees. One of the paramedics this week was talking to me. He said that for Inishowen on a bank holiday weekend this weekend, they were assigned one ambulance. My own daughter had to go in an ambulance because of her complex medical needs the previous week. And it took two ambulance crews. One of the ambulances had to leave because there was a cardiac arrest. Absolutely, I could completely understand that. They had to prioritise. But if there was only one ambulance on a bank holiday weekend to cover Inishowen, what happens if two people have a cardiac arrest?